Hey everyone, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and if you are feeling like your emotions are running the show lately, you know, those wild roller coasters we all experience, especially us neurodivergent folks, then buckle up, because today's episode is for you. We're diving deep into mindfulness and how it can become your superpower for emotional regulation. Ever feel like your thoughts and feelings are these runaway trains barreling through your brain? You know that feeling when one little thing sets you off on an emotional rampage? Well, let me tell you, I've been there. But guess what? Mindfulness is like the conductor of that train. It helps you steer things back on track. Now, before we get too deep into the weeds, remember mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind or becoming some Zen master overnight. It's simply about being present in this moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, kind of like observing a butterfly flitting around your garden, fascinating, but not something you need to chase after. Here are five key takeaways to remember. 1. Mindfulness is your BFF for emotional awareness. Imagine you have an emotional radar. Mindfulness helps you tune into those subtle shifts and recognize what's going on before it spirals out of control. It's like having a sneak peek into your inner world, allowing you to catch those little emotional whispers before they turn into shouting matches. 2. Breathe, friend, breathe. Your breath is your anchor to the present moment. When you feel overwhelmed, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, feeling your belly expand like a balloon, and exhale slowly through your mouth. It's a simple yet powerful technique that can instantly calm your nervous system. 3. Labeling your feelings is like putting them in a box. Give those emotions names. Instead of saying, "I feel bad," try, "I'm feeling frustrated," or "the situation is making me anxious." Labeling helps you create distance from the feeling, preventing it from taking over your entire being. It's like acknowledging a guest at your door instead of letting them barge in and rearrange your furniture. 4. Practice makes progress. Just like learning to ride a bike, mindfulness takes practice. Start with short sessions. 5 minutes is a great place to begin. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and focus on your breath or any sensations you are noticing. Don't worry if your mind wanders, gently guide it back to the present moment. It's like training your brain to stay focused, like a muscle that gets stronger with each exercise. 5. Mindfulness isn't just for meditation. You can incorporate mindfulness into everyday activities. Pay attention to the taste of your food, the warmth of the sun on your skin, or the sound of birds chirping. By bringing awareness to these simple moments, you cultivate a sense of groundedness and peace throughout your day. Okay, now let's talk about a real-life scenario. Picture this. You're at work, and suddenly your boss throws a curveball last-minute deadline that throws everything off. Your mind starts racing, anxiety creeps in, and you feel like snapping. But remember our mindfulness magic. Take a few deep breaths, label that feeling as stress, and remind yourself that this is just one moment in time. You can choose how to respond. Instead of letting the stress control you, focus on what's within your control. Breaking down the task into smaller steps, prioritizing your workload, and communicating with your boss about any challenges you're facing. D. Mindfulness gives you the power to navigate those tricky moments with grace and composure. So there you have mindfulness as your secret weapon for emotional regulation. Remember, this isn't about being perfect, it's about progress, not perfection. Be kind to yourself, practice consistently, and watch those emotions become less overwhelming and more manageable. You've got this. Now I want to hear from you. What are some ways you use mindfulness in your daily life? Share tips and tricks with me in the comments below or on our social media channels. Let's keep that conversation going, because remember, we're all in this together. And until next time, stay mindful, stay grounded, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.